RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz.
Listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome to our English Bulletin program. In today's edition, we present you the news. News from across the country, today in history, highlight of the week, and news in brief. We will continue our program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. Then we will end our program with Listener's Mailbag. That's our program for today, listener. And now let's stand by with the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news. First, the headlines. 50 member countries of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, OIC, have confirmed their attendance in the 5th Extraordinary OIC Summit held in Jakarta. Indonesia-Russia to sign deal for 10 Sukhoi fighter jets in April. Government drafts ban on LGBT websites. Now the news in detail. 50 member countries of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation have confirmed their attendance in the 5th Extraordinary OIC Summit held in Jakarta. Acting Director General of Information and Public Communication, Ministry of Communications and Information Technology, Joko Agung Haryadi, Sunday in Jakarta said, out of 56 OIC member countries, 50 of which are already present in Jakarta to attend a series of activities of the summit. According to Joko Agung, in addition to Syria, which is membership has been withdrawn, there are 5 other countries which have not confirmed their attendance.
Ada 50 negara anggota OKI yang confirm hadir.
There are 50 OIC member countries who have confirmed their attendance. 5 countries have not confirmed yet, namely Guinea-Bissau, Guyana, Somalia, Togo, and Uganda. The others have been present, plus Syria. Of the 56 countries, Syria has been banned. 5 countries have not yet confirmed, 50 have already confirmed. Of course, in addition to members of the OIC, there are also permanent members of the UN Security Council, Russia, France, UK, USA, China, the UN, and European Union. Joko Agung furthermore said, the two-day extraordinary OIC summit in Jakarta will start with senior and ministerial official meeting. On the first day, they would formulate an agreement that would be discussed further on the second day in the high-level meetings of the heads of state and government, including Indonesian President Joko Widodo, who would also be present at the peak of the OIC Extraordinary Summit on Monday in Jakarta. The governments of Indonesia and Afghanistan signed a Memorandum of Understanding on diplomatic training conducted by Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi and her Afghan counterpart Salahuddin Rabbani during a bilateral meeting at the Extraordinary Summit of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation today in Jakarta.
Diplomatic training is not a new issue, a new cooperation for Indonesia and Afghanistan, because so far we already trained a number of Afghan diplomats in Indonesia, and we would like to strengthen it in the future. So that's why we signed this Memorandum of Understanding on the diplomatic training.
Meanwhile, in the field of technical cooperation, which has been going on for several years, Indonesia and Afghanistan already have had 44 courses with 353 participants ranging from the police to diplomatic trainings. On the occasion, Minister LP Marsudi invited Afghanistan to participate in the Bali process, which will occur in March 2006. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno LP Marsudi held a bilateral meeting with Gambia's Foreign Minister Neneh Macdual Gaye on the sidelines of the 5th Extraordinary Summit of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Marsudi told journalists that during their meeting, the two foreign ministers discussed efforts to increase cooperation in various fields, including capacity building, as well as discussing Gambia's preparation to host the OIC summit in 2018.
There are a lot of progress that we made in strengthening our bilateral relation, including those related to the cooperation on the capacity building on the agriculture and other issues. We discussed also the cooperation in capacity building for the protocol and preparing Gambia to host the OIC summit in 2018.
Meanwhile, Gambian Minister of Foreign Affairs Nene McDougall-Gay expressed her appreciation on Indonesia's effort in organizing the extraordinary OIC summit in Jakarta as a form of a real support to the Palestinians. Minister Nene McDougall-Gay also expressed her desire to continue to improve Gambian-Indonesian cooperation, including with Indonesia, by continuously inviting investors to Gambia to boost economic cooperation between the two countries. Indonesia will sign purchasing contract of 10 Sukhoi Su-35 fighter jets next month in Russia as a replacement for the Air Force's F-5 Tiger Squadron. Indonesian Defense Minister Yamir Zatriakudu plans to attend the 13th ASEAN-Russia Senior Officials Meeting in Moscow on April the 4th and 5th and sought to sign the agreement in the sidelines of the meeting. Sukhoi beat rifles like Eurofighter, whose primary users are the Spanish, German, British and Italian air forces, and Sweden's Gripen aircraft for the replacement contract. Indonesia has increased defense spending over the past 3 years in an attempt to regenerate its aging military arsenal. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Apparently under pressure to take preventive measures against the spread of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender or LGBT propaganda through the internet, the Communications and Information Ministry is drafting a bill to ban websites that promote such activities. Ministry spokesperson Ismail Cawidu said the ministry had set up a panel that would meet to discuss the matter as soon as possible. He added that the ministry plans to familiarize the public and the media with the proposal to get their input and opinions. House Commission 1 Chairman Mahfud Siddiq of the Prosperous Justice Party said the bill would focus on legislation for national cyber security, ensuring that the development of information technology could be controlled by the state. He then said that the bill would include a ban on cyber content that would threaten national interests. He also claimed that the existing public concern over homosexual behavior has the potential to trigger conflicts in society. Coordinating Minister for the Economy Darmin Nasution said that the strengthening of rupiah indicates that the national economy has improved. He also said that the condition means there are many foreign capital inflows for investment. The minister also said the government has to make the most of this condition by improving the investment climate in the country. One of the priorities to be done, he added, is by taking measures so that there will not be capital outflows, especially if the U.S. Fed rates is raised again. But at least, Darmin added, if it happens, the outflow will not be as much as the one before. One of the reasons, he added, is that the trend of economic slowdown has forced many countries to reduce their interest rates even until negative, including China, which is predicted to lower its interest rate. Last item. The attempt to lower lending rates has entered a new stage as the country's financial regulator has distributed a circular to banks asking them to commit to the reduction. In a copy of a circular that was recently obtained by the Jakarta Post, the Financial Services Authority made several requests to the banks to reduce time deposit and lending rates, as well as stating its rationale. The authority asked bankers to start the efforts to reduce lending rates right after the implementation of the time deposit rate cap and report the progress to the financial regulator. The banking authority cited several reasons to back up its policy, including common knowledge that the current average interest rates, namely funding and lending rates, still stood at too high, a level and 100 better economic growth. It also stated that the high funding rates had caused lending rates to remain in double digits, which in turn thwarted loan expansion, reduced the ability of debtors to repay debts, as well as increasing the risk of bad loans and indeed lending itself. To end the news, here are the main points once again. 50 member countries of the Organization of the Islamic Cooperation, OIC, have confirmed their attendance in the 5th Extraordinary OIC Summit held in Jakarta. Indonesia and Russia to sign deal for 10 Sukhoi fighter jets in April. Government drafts ban on LGBT website. Rupiah strengthens because economy improves. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, welcome back with me, Rahma, in our weekly segment, News from Across the Country, which presents you various interesting events from across the country during the week. Listener, the first news comes from Bau Bau, Southeast Sulawesi. The endemic animal, which is in the brink of extinction, Maleo bird, which lives on Buton Island, grows quite well. From 9 birds, the number increases by about 30. Coordinator of Conservation Section Region 1 at Southeast Sulawesi Natural Resources Conservation Agency, or BKSDA, Saihudin, said last Wednesday that the habitat of Maleo birds grows in the animal sanctuary of North Buton Regency. According to him, people around the sanctuary have a belief not to catch and eat the rare animal. Local people there believe that Maleo bird is a pet of the first person to establish a village there, so that they are afraid of catching it. Nevertheless, Saihudin said the villagers still haunt the eggs of Maleo bird. At the moment, Natural Resources Conservation Agency has introduced prohibition of eating or selling the eggs of Maleo birds. Besides, Natural Resources Conservation Agency staff help observe Maleo birds, which lay eggs around Sandy River. It prevents people to take the eggs. Next, we move to Jayapura, Papua. Papua province last Wednesday officially had laboratory for samples testing in the field of environment. The laboratory is expected to help analyze environmental impact on the gold mining activities of gold and copper mining firm PT Freeport Indonesia in Mimika Regency. The launching of the 949-meter-square laboratory was attended by the Regional Secretary of Papua Provincial Government, Harry Dosinayan. The construction of the laboratory takes 14 billion rupiah. After the laboratory launching, Papua Governor Lucas NMB has asked Environmental Center to prepare Freeport Waste Management to become the authority of the regional government. He stated that any constructions in Papua, which involve both state agencies and private agencies, have to have recommendation from laboratory owned by Papua Environmental Center. Meanwhile, head of Environmental Center, Noah Kapisa, admitted permit documents of environmental impact for PT Freeport are directly handled by the central government. The last news comes from Bogor, West Java. Bogor Regency Administration prepares Cibinong Raya as front city site. Side city will become the icon and promotion center of Bogor Regency. Three natural lake or site in Cibinong district becomes the early target of site's revitalization in Bogor Regency. It was revealed in the development planning consultation Bogor Regency Regional Work Plan last Wednesday. head of the Regional Development Planning Board, or BAPEDA, of Bogor Regency, Sharifah Sofia, said the third site revitalization plan is expected to be realized next year. Researcher at Bogor Institute of Agriculture stated, the characteristic of site city concept is interaction between local people and site nearby. Nowadays, site becomes big part of house and even a place to pile garbage. According to the researcher, the Regency's step to make the site focus in the regional development will make front yard of people's houses well maintained. Well, listener, that ends news from across the country from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Rahma. Thanks for listening.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. Let's begin with March 6, 1957, Ghana's independence. Republic of Ghana is a country in West Africa bordering the Ivory Coast in the west, Burkina Faso to the north, Togo to the east, and the Gulf of Guinea in the south. Before the colonial era, Ghana was occupied by some ancient empires, including the Inland Ashanti Empire. Trade with the European countries progressing after trade relations with the Portuguese in the 15th century. Along the coastline of Ghana, there were 30 castles built by Dutch, British, and Danish merchants. Dutch withdrew in 1874 and Britain made the Gold Coast as a protectorate. In 1947, formed the United Gold Coast Convention, which calls for self-rule in the shortest time possible. Gold Coast, after the legislative election in 1946, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah was selected as the first Prime Minister of Ghana and the Convention People's Party. Nkrumah then declared independence from Britain on March 6, 1957 and established the nation of Ghana. Ghana became the first African black country who achieved independence from colonial rule. Next is March 6, 1967. COSTRAT was established. The Strategic Reserve Command, or commonly abbreviated COSTRAT, is part of the Main Fighter Command, which is owned by the Indonesian Army. It has a force between 25,000 to 26,000. COSTRAT was established related to the battle for the independence of West Irian in 1960. The Strategic Reserve Command was formed on March 6, 1961, under the name of All Army Corps 1, or General Reserve Army. As the youngest unit, the army is the core strength of the Mandala Command Operation Trikora, or Liberation of West Irian. Now the army has a fundamental duty to foster the operational readiness of all levels of command and held a strategic level in security and defense operations at the discretion of the military commander. Last is from March the 6, 2008, bombing of Baghdad. The bombing that occurred on March the 6, 2008 in Baghdad was a suicide bomb attack in a shopping district in Baghdad, capital of Iraq, on March the 6, 2008, killing 68 people and wounding 120. The attacks took place in the Karada district. It consists of double bombing. A roadside bomb exploded first. When other civilians rushed to help the wounded, a suicide bomber blew himself up. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
The Week Spotlight presents Top Issue of the Week.
Listener, this is Highlight of the Week from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, highlighting Attorney General stops the case of Abraham Samad and Bambang Wijoyanto. I'm Rahmawati. Listener, Attorney General H.M. Prasetyo officially drops the case investigation of former Chairman of Corruption Eradication Commission, or KPK, Abraham Samad, and Bambang Wijoyanto, the commission's former Deputy Chief Commissioner, by deponering, an Indonesian legal term derived from the Dutch, whereby the Attorney General's office can halt a case in the interests of national stability. The statement was made by Attorney General H.M. Prasetyo in a press conference at the Attorney General main building in Jakarta on Thursday, March 3rd. Abraham Samad was named suspect in an alleged document violation and passport making in 2007. Meanwhile, Bambang Wijoyanto became suspect in an allegation to give fake testimony in a dispute hearing about the regional elections or Pilkada at the Constitutional Court or MK in 2010. The Attorney General said police investigation on the anti-corruption activists stirred pros and cons, which then created inharmonious relations between the two law-enforcing institutions. Based on the fact, Attorney General uses his prerogative to put aside the case, Prasetyo affirmed that his decision aims to keep up the spirit of preventing and eradicating corruption. He hoped that all people could accept this decision. The National Police or Polri respects the decision. Chairman of the National Police's Criminal Investigation Corps or Bareskrim, Commissioner General Anang Iskandar said, deponering is the authority of Attorney General Office. He said the National Police has finished its task professionally. Member of legal team of Abraham Samad and Bambang Wijoyanto, Dadang Tri Sasongko appreciated the decision of Attorney General. He evaluated that deponering is the right decision. Moreover, the Indonesian Ombudsman and the National Commission on Human Rights, or Komnas HAM, have recommended mistake of the National Police in the investigation of the two former Corruption Eradication Commission leaders, and indication of criminalization is obvious. The decision of Attorney General should be respected. In the meantime, Chairman of Corruption Eradication Commission, or KPK, Agus Raharjo, and his deputy chairman, Alexander Marwata, said in Jakarta on Thursday, March 3rd, the commission could move faster in preventing corruption following the deponering of the case. Agus Raharjo hoped the decision of Attorney General strengthens the institution that he leads, in order that the commission leaders, who have been working for 2 months only, are not hampered by old cases. Besides, he hoped that what happened to the commission's leaders in the previous period would not happen again. Well, listeners, that ends Highlight of the Week from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Time now for us to bring you news in brief. 50 member countries of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation have confirmed their attendance in the 5th Extraordinary OIC Summit held in Jakarta. The government of Indonesia and Afghanistan signed a Memorandum of Understanding on diplomatic training conducted by Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi and her Afghan counterpart Salahuddin Rabbani during a bilateral meeting at the Extraordinary Summit of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation in Jakarta on Sunday. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno LP Marsudi held a bilateral meeting with Gambian's Foreign Minister Nene McDowell Gay on the sidelines of the OIC Summit in Jakarta. Indonesia will sign purchasing contract of 10 Sukhoi Su-35 fighter jets next month in Russia as a replacement for the Air Force's F-5 Tiger Squadron. The Communication and Information Ministry is drafting a bill to ban websites that promote lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender propaganda. Coordinating Minister for the Economy Darmin Nasution said the strengthening of rupiah indicates that the national economy has improved. The attempt to lower lending rates has entered a new stage as the country's financial regulator has distributed a circular to banks asking them to commit to the reduction. That was the end of News in Brief over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Radio Republic of Indonesia's World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia. Presenting actual news, all Indonesian songs, current issues, and entertainment. Broadcasting daily from the fourth floor of RRS Building on Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat number 4 and 5, Jakarta.
Listen live to www.voi.co.id.
Listeners, you are still listening to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with English Bulletin Program. For feedback about the program, you can send us email to info@voi.co.id, info@voi.co.id, or english@voi.co.id, english@voi.co.id. You can also send a letter to PO Box 1157, Central Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. Listener, coming up next, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Indonesian Wonder, a segment which introduces Indonesia's tourism potentials, including tourist destinations, art and culture, also culinary and cuisine. And today I'll take you to Muat Lake in the province of North Sulawesi. Besides via shortwave, you can also listen to our broadcast via live streaming at www.voi.co.id. Sulawesi has at least three lakes which have become a main tourist attractions. One of which is Lake Muat, located in East Bolang Mangondo. Muat is a volcanic lake. It is located in the nature reserves of Mount Ambang at an altitude of 1,100 meters above sea level. To get to Muat Lake, you can start from Kota Mobagu City, which can be reached from the provincial capital of Manado by public transport. The journey from Manado to Kota Mobagu passes the Trans-Sulawesi Highway in Gorontalo direction and take from 3 to 4 hours ride. From Kota Mobagu, it takes approximately 1 hour drive to get to Muat Lake. Since there is no public transport, preferably from Manado, you rent a vehicle. One day rental fee is 250,000 rupiahs. The cool atmosphere will immediately welcome you when your sight catches the expanse of Muat Lake water. From the edge of the highway, you can directly see the overlaid beauty of this lake. There are several ways to enjoy the beauty of the lake. First is from the highway on the edge of the lake. Here, you can enjoy the wonderful lake which is right before you. The second is a gazebo located in a former tourist spot. There are some gazebos that can be used by visitors to relax while enjoying Muat Lake. There is also a wooden pier on top of which you can enjoy the beauty of the lake from a short distance away. The presence of green hills lining around the lake will spoil your eyes and make you want to linger here. Whereas the third way is from one hilltop not far from the lake. From the top of the hill, you will see the beautiful scenery of the lake which seems to be hidden among green hills. Adding to the charm of Muatlik, there are small islands in it, which practically still unspoiled, making sidat, a kind of rare eels, called sogili fish by local people, choose to breed here. Across Indonesia, there are only two lakes that have this kind of fish, one of which is Muatlik. By the way, while enjoying its beauty, you can also fish in this lake. On one condition though, if you happen to catch the rare sogili fish, you should release it back into the lake. Because sogili actually is in the endangered list. For the fishing gear, you can rent at a price of 5,000 rupiah. When the afternoon comes and you are tired after exploring the lake and its surrounding, don't leave yet, because you will feel a loss if you miss the fabulous sunset of Muatlik. Therefore, don't forget to bring your camera to capture the beautiful scenes in this Muatlik. So if you are in Manado, North Sulawesi, find time to visit Muatlik, the hidden beauty in North Sulawesi. That was Indonesian Wonder. I'm Anna Trijayakasi.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
This is Area Reward Service, Voice of Indonesia with Miscellany, a regular segment featuring various aspects of Indonesia, including art and culture, customs and traditions, technology and environment, even lifestyle. Today's edition, we'll be discussing Java Jazz Festival 2016. Besides via shortwave, you can also listen to this program through www.vi.co.id. Java Jazz Festival 2016 was held again in Jakarta. The largest jazz event in the country took place starting March the 4th and ended on March the 6th, 2016 today. Like in the previous Java Jazz Festivals, this event presented a collaboration of local and international musicians. This year, the Java Jazz Festival was themed more friendly to the environment and culture with less waste, more jazz program. Upon cooperation of Java Festival Production and the Ministry of Environment and Forestry. The latter provided about 80 sets of dry and wet garbage ATMs or banks around Jakarta International BNI Java Jazz Festival 2016's arena as a promotion of waste management and reduction in the community. Head of Public Relations of the Ministry of Environment and Forestry, Nof Rizal, said the history of jazz music cannot be separated from changes in the context of patterns of order in society. Such changes must also be supported, among others, in waste management. In addition to providing additional trash containers, this program invited visitors to sort food waste with food packaging waste. All the waste generated during the event was guaranteed not to pollute the environment because the waste will be distributed to the parties that will process or reprocess the waste properly. Such waste management approach can replace the foot of pipe in implementing the principle of the three R's: to reduce, reuse, and recycle. According to Nov Rizal, garbage contained in the ATM can be processed and recycled into resources such as raw materials, renewable energy resources, as well as the final processing of garbage in landfills, which is environmentally sound. In addition, the Java Jazz Festival 2016 also promoted the slogan "Let's go to the national park" to visitors targeted to reach 110,000 people. Nov Rizal explained, Indonesia alone has 51 national parks and 218 protected areas. The Loving Environment movement can begin by visiting the national park. According to him, the national park is a nature conservation area which has original ecosystem for tourism and the national recreation. Total area of 51 national parks in Indonesia has reached 16 million hectares. Six of them have been designated by UNESCO as a biosphere reserve, six as a World Heritage, and two as Ramsar sites. Nov Rizal said the target of tourist visits to conservation areas for 5 years, from 2015 to 2019, is 1.5 million foreign tourists and 20 million domestic ones. Well, that was Miss Eleni over Voice of Indonesia.
Meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia. Hello, listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are acknowledged. In this segment, we'll also play some Indonesian music. Listener, we would like to thank you, our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. And now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Riaz Ahmad Khan in Pakistan. Hello, Mr. Riaz Ahmad Khan. Thank you for your email, dated February 10, 2016. Mr. Riaz Ahmad Khan is one of our regular listeners. Thank you for always sending your reception report, and we also thank you for your compliment. We always do our best to satisfy our listeners, but we still need criticism from our listeners to improve our broadcast. Well, Mr. Riaz Ahmad Khan, we are looking forward to receiving your next email, certainly with your reception reports on our broadcast. Thank you. Well, before we read another email, we'll play a beautiful song. This song is also for our regular listeners, wherever you are. Enjoy the song.
Kita masih punya semangat. Inilah dadaku, di mana dadamu. Tunjukkan dada kita, kita masih punya semangat. Hei sahabat, buka matamu, derapkan langkah ke depan. Tunjukkan pada dunia, kita bukan bangsa yang lemah. Kita akan berjuang bersama, tetapkan tekad untuk tetap bersatu. Oh, sadarkah kita semua, bahwa mental ini harus selesai. sekuat baja. Jangan pernah mencoba lupakan sejarah bahwa kita ini bangsa yang besar. Dan di tangan kita generasi penerus bangsa, kita akan berjuang bersama. Tetapkan tekad untuk tetap bersatu melawan segala bentuk penindasan di atas bumi pertiwi.
Listener, now we will reply an email from Mr. Giovanni Barbara in Italy. He was listening to our broadcast in Spanish through frequency of 9525 kHz at 1849 hours UTC on January 21st, 2016, and the SINPO was 54345. Hello, Mr. Giovanni Barbara. Thank you for your attention and appreciation on our broadcast. And we think that the reception report of our broadcast in your country is quite good. And as information, in addition to Spanish, we also broadcast in other 7 languages, namely English, German, French, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and also, of course, Indonesian language. And if you want to know more about us, about our programs, for example, you can visit our website www.voi.go.id. Well, Mr. Giovanni Barbara, keep listening to our broadcast and please send your reception report. Thank you. Okay, listeners of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, we'll play a beautiful song just for you. Enjoy the song.
Suatu masa mendatang, pohon-pohon sudah tak bergembira. Hutan menggundul sendiri seperti disulap dan tak peduli. Why you check out pohon tumbang? Oh yeah! Oksigen mulai menipis, panas bumi terasa lebih keras. sungai dua jalan baru, karena pohon kita tak sekuat dulu. Ayo bikin benteng lagi. Oh yeah. Hijaukan kotamu, tanamlah pohon untuk masa depan. Ajarkan anakmu untuk selalu mencintai hutan. Lakukan sekarang, jangan tunda hingga kau mati dulu. Selamatkan hutanmu. Cemaran udara kotor, berikan dia buaya dapat diambil dari hutannya. Ayo kita tanam pohon. Oh yeah. Bayangkan indahnya bila di kotamu rindang dan sejuk nikmat. Kau selalu bisa berteduh dan manjakan dirimu di sana. Ayo kita wujudkannya. Oh yeah. Hijaukan kotamu, tanamlah pohon untuk masa depan. Ajarkan anakmu untuk selalu mencintai hutan. Lakukan sekarang, jangan tunda hingga kau mati dulu. Selamatkan hutan. Hatiku nanti bila anakku mati karena banjir longsor pada obat kimia. Hutan menjadi pemandangan langka, dan hewan pun sedih hidup di balik besi. Besi, besi, besi.
Listener, you are still listening to Listener's Mailbag Broadcast every Sunday, and I will continue to reply a comment from Kalab Abbas in Pakistan. He was listening to our broadcast through Voice of Indonesia's live streaming. In his email, Mr. Kalab Abbas said that he got information about culture and also current affairs. Hello, Mr. Kalab Abbas. Thank you very much for your email and reception report, which is in detail. And we really appreciate it very much. Because you like very much Indonesian music, we'll play a beautiful song just for you. Let's check it out.
Mungkin sama bila di sini tanpa ada dirimu. Begitu banyak kisah yang tak mudah untuk aku lupakan begitu saja. Tak ada rasa yang sama yang ku dapati dari yang lain, hanya dirimu penghias hatiku. Kau tak ternilai dengan apapun, dan akulah penjagamu. Jangan harap aku melepaskanmu untuk selama-lamanya. Jangan mimpi aku untuk meninggalkanmu. Aku takkan pergi sampai mati, meskipun kau tak.
Listener, actually we have received many emails, but unfortunately we have to sign off now. We want to say thank you for listeners who have liked and also visited our official Facebook fan pages. Thank you for visiting our Facebook fan pages and for being our regular listeners. And we also appreciate your reception reports on our broadcast. Please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat 4 and 5, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. I repeat again, Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat 4 and 5, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to info@voi.co.id, info@voi.co.id, or to english@voi.co.id, english@voi.co.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and the Voice of Indonesia, or follow our Twitter @VoiIndonesia. You can also join our Instagram voice_of_Indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our segment, listeners Melbeck will play another Indonesian beautiful song. I'm Ani Hasana. Thank you for listening, and we'll meet again next week in Listeners Melbeck. Bye bye. Yeah.
can smell the magic. That's why I wrote this song for you, just for you.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta, 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VOI Indonesia.